First-time electors, vote to shape the future of your city. Calgary voters will elect their mayor, councillors, and public or separate school trustees on Monday, October 16th, 2017. Voting for the mayor and your ward councillor gives you say in the direction the City of Calgary will take. The city offers many services that impact Calgarians daily, including transit buses and C-trains, parks, recreation programs, animal and bylaw services, 311 call center, police, fire, recycling, and garbage and clean drinking water. School trustees make decisions on educational programs, budgets, and facilities in your school system. Topics in this recording include: number 1, what is the vote for? 2, who can vote? 3, am I registered to vote? 4, what if I missed enumeration or have moved? Number 5, where do I vote? 6, how do I vote? 7, what is an elector statement? 8. What if I need assistance marking the ballot? 9. What if I'm away from Calgary during the advance vote and election day? Number 10. What if I'm a student living away from Calgary? Number 1. What is the vote for? In this election, you will receive a ballot for mayor, councillor, and school trustee, either public or separate. This is determined by the school district in which you reside. Number 2. Who can vote? You are eligible to vote in this general election if, on election day, you are at least 18 years old, are a Canadian citizen, have resided in Alberta since April 16, 2017, are a resident on election day of the City of Calgary for mayor and of the ward to vote for a councillor and the Calgary Board of Education for public school trustee or of the Calgary Roman Catholic Separate School District Number 1 for separate school trustee, and provide one of the authorized pieces of identification. Number 3. Am I registered to vote? Voter registration, also known as enumeration, was conducted in April 2017 for this general election. A voting registration card has been prepared for voters registering in April and should be at their designated voting station on election day. Number 4. What if I missed voter registration or have moved? If you missed being registered and are an eligible voter, you can still vote. Go to the voting station for the voting subdivision in which you live on election day and produce the required identification. If you have moved since voter registration, go to the designated voting station for your address and produce the required identification with your current address of residence and complete a voting register card. Number 5. Where do I vote? On election day, you must vote at the voting station for the voting subdivision in which you live. A list of the voting stations is available on this website and will also be included in the election guide that will be delivered to all Calgary households in October. If you are eligible to vote, you can vote at any advance voting station across the city. A list of the advance voting stations is available on this website and is also found in the 2017 Advanced Vote Brochure and 2017 Calgary General Election Guide. The brochure contains the locations, dates, and times of the advance vote locations. The election guide contains names of candidates, where to vote, ID to bring, and more. Both are mailed to all households in Calgary, posted on this website, and are available at various locations around Calgary. Number 6. How do I vote? In order to vote, you must provide the required identification in accordance with the Local Authorities Election Act. When you arrive at your voting station, the deputy returning officer will check for a voting register card with your name on it and address. If there is no card pre-printed for you, or if you are attending the advance vote, the deputy will complete the voting register card for you. Once you have shown authorized identification, you will be directed to a deputy who issues ballots. You will need to sign the elector statement to be able to vote. You will be given 1 to 3 ballots, depending on acclimations in your ward. The deputy will direct you to the voting compartment. Only one person is allowed inside the voting compartment. Once you are in the voting compartment, unfold the ballot and put an X beside the name of the person you want to vote for. you can only vote for one person, so make sure there is only one X on the ballot. After marking the ballot with an X, refold the ballot so that the deputy's initials are showing and your X cannot be seen. Repeat these steps for each ballot. Leave the voting compartment and hand the ballots to the deputy at the ballot box. He or she will check the deputy's initials and then return the ballots to you to deposit into an appropriate ballot box. Number 7. What is an elector's statement? An elector's statement indicates that you are eligible to vote. You currently live in the voting subdivision that your voting station serves, and that you have not voted earlier in this election. This statement must be signed before you can receive your ballots to vote. It is an offense under Section 148(4) and 7 of the Local Authorities Election Act to make or sign a false statement, punishable by imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months, or a fine of not more than $10,000, or both a fine and imprisonment. Number 8. What if I need assistance marking the ballot? A voter who is unable to mark the ballot may get help from a friend or deputy returning officer, referred to as a DRO, in the voting station. If a friend or DRO helps the voter, both the friend or DRO and the voter must make statements. The voter's statement is verbal, while the friend or DRO marks the ballot according to the instructions given by the voter. Interpreters are not provided at voting stations. However, there is an Instruction for Electors book that outlines directions in 19 different languages that an elector is able to read from. Number 9. What if I'm away from Calgary during the advance vote and election day? Electors who are temporarily away from Calgary can request a mail-in special ballot. Information on how to request a mail-in special ballot is available on this website. Number 10. What if I am a student living away from Calgary? If you are temporarily living away from Calgary for the purposes of attending an educational institution but return to Calgary when you are not at school, Calgary is considered your residence. If you meet the other qualifications, you can vote in the Calgary general election. You can vote in person at the advance vote or on election day. If you can't vote in person, you can vote by mail-in special ballot. If you have left Calgary with the intention of making your residence elsewhere, Calgary is not considered your residence and you cannot vote in the Calgary general election.